I was at the gas station just talking to the lady behind the counter, telling her to face her fears and, you know, to overcome this year. She says, you know, I've been wanting to go to the mountains. I've never been to the mountains. I said, I'll drive you to the mountains. I'll be your Uber driver and drive you to the mountains. It's only an hour away. She said, really? I said, yeah, just set it in your mind. Set it in your mind that you're going to do it and start to work towards it. And then as I was talking to her about how the farmer plants watermelon seed and he gets watermelon back, or you plant tomato seeds and you get tomatoes back. And I was talking about how you think it, you ink it, T-H-I-N-K. What you think, you ink. What you contemplate, you template. What you sow, you reap. So you reap what you sow, so you better, you reap what you sow, so you better sow what you want to reap. Somebody, some commenter made that about a year ago. I was talking about how you brood upon a rooster, chicken, whatever. They brood on the over their eggs and they hatch it. And it's the same word as think. What you brood upon will birth. What you reflect upon will reflect. What you think upon will ink out. What you contemplate will template. What you meditate on will edit. You edit. The mind is spirit. The mind is 5D. And what you meditate on, what you think on, what you focus on, when you cut the noise off, it has to reflect. Sound reflects. Images reflect in a mirror. Everything reflects. The farmer, when he plants the seed, is an allegory or a type and shadow or a symbology of the spiritual world. Everything in the spiritual world, you can actually see in 3D. You can see how it works. You can see the reciprocal. You can see the birthing, the reflection, the copy machine, the patterns, the archetypes, the shadows, the types, and the anti-types. You can actually see Roadrunner and Wile E. Coyote in every situation, every story, because that's what happened at the cross. You can see the love story. You can see the horror story at the cross. You can see the overcoming, the victory at the cross. You can see the sorrow at the cross. Every story that you can think of, every movie, every story, every book ever written, every song is based on what happened at the cross. Deja vu is because of the cross. If you have deja vu, it's because of the cross. It's really easy if you can just cut the noise off, cut the noise, the system noise, the world, the flesh, pro-life, cut it off for a season and it just starts to appear. You know, people say, well, how can all the movies predict the future? Because the future's already been written and the movies are just revealing what's going to happen because it was already written in the script, the scripture, your script. It was already written before the foundation of the world. Man can't think outside of God's script. Man cannot think outside of God. So man is just discovering what God already revealed in the Holy Writ. God has already revealed it. It's already been revealed. Everything in front of you is a holographic projection from the cross. Everything in front of you is a simulation. It's a hologram for your inner man. There's nothing new outside. Every moment of every day, the same stuff's hitting you from source, and source is hitting you to turn your inner man back to source code, back to the mind of Christ, back to faith, away from fear, away from doubt, away from worry, to step into His power, His righteousness, His authority, His mind, His power. Hello? It's already been. What has been shall be, what shall be has been. So right now, the only reason you can't see it is because you're just focused on the natural. You set your affections below instead of above. So when you really set your affections above at the archetypes, you see past time, you see past space, you see that every moment's the same and there's really no such thing. And so let's say you look at a person who's struggling with something. If they're saved, they're going to eventually be on the same path as Jesus, because he's not going to let his elect fall by the wayside. That's why he created this whole reality, is to pull his elect out of Babylon. If they're unsaved, maybe they'll repent, but they're just spiraling down. They're just going to worship themselves. There's nothing fancy about this. There's nothing fancy about this. God already told you. You're either pleasers of men instead of pleasers of God. You're either lovers of pleasure instead of lovers of God. And if you're lovers of pleasure or pleasers of mankind, then what are you going to do? You're going to go down a spiral of people pleasing, and you'll never be happy, because those people will never be happy. And you will end up hating everybody, and everybody will hate you until you run to Jesus. And then you'll be content. You can be content eating beans and rice. Or like the Apostle Paul said, he said, I've learned to be content in all things. When I have lack or when I have abundance, you can be content in all things. And actually, when you start to face your fears and you start to really study and pay attention to how your body responds to fasting, to what you eat by cutting back sugar, to listen to some good doctors, to educating yourself, and just paying attention to your everyday routine. And looking at the reflections, paying attention to your thoughts, becoming self-aware. Most people are not self-aware. They're going about their day with a bunch of noise. And they don't remember what they said yesterday, much less what they thought yesterday. Because if you pay attention to what you said yesterday and what you thought, you're going to find out it appeared today. Because it's a storyline. It's a 3D storyline, because the story was written before the foundation of the world. And the only reason God puts you in a storyline, the only reason you're in a story, you ready? The only reason it's all a story, and your actor's in a story, that's why it's the book of Acts. The reason it's a storyline, line is lineage after Christ, but what is a story? Well, when you go look at a building, it's like 5-story building, 10-story building, or whatever. And so the body of Christ, there's different levels. There's a foundation. The apostles. The cornerstone is Jesus. The foundation, the apostles, and the church is built upon that building. And it's, when you look at a building, there's multiple stories. Why is it a story? Because the dispensations and the ages and all that, they build upon each other. And so as God is revealing, it's actually medicine. The truth is actually medicine, because the word dispensation is dispense. So when you go to the dispensary, they dispense medicine, right, to heal you. And so the more truth you get, the more you get healed, body, soul, spirit. And so when you get into wholeness, and you see the whole pie, and you see the whole truth, and you leave the piecemeal truth into wholeness, you got the whole pie. You're complete. You're healthy. You're whole. You're holy. Holy, holy, holy is the same word as whole and complete. Jesus is the complete, whole, plenary truth. And so when you look at Jesus, you see the whole pie. You see the whole truth. And you, as you, what you gaze upon, you become. So when we see him, we'll be like him. So if you gaze upon Jesus right now, in your mind's eye, it's not that you're going to see him, but you see his attributes, and you see his mind. Well, how do I see his mind? In his word, by his spirit, the spirit in you. The Spirit in you is a teacher. You are your own teacher if you've got the Holy Spirit. You have the whole truth. You just have to exercise the gift. And the more you exercise the gift, the more it starts to appear that, hey, the whole system's a big fat lie. The whole system's a lie to distract you from the simplicity that's in Christ. God didn't make this thing complicated. the only reason we make it complicated is because we step in the flesh mind and we listen to the noise of the system. But it's really the simplicity that's in Christ, faith alone in Jesus. And when you receive His Spirit by faith, receive Christ into your heart by faith, you get infused infused is a good word, with the Holy Spirit. And the more you die to your own understanding, die to your own trying to figure it out in your own power, you receive more truth, line upon line, precept upon precept, here a little, there a little. It starts to reveal itself more and more. And then you start to see, hey, oh, 3D experience is a book. And just like we can rightly divide the 2D book, we can rightly divide the 3D book that we're in. And we can rightly divide the 5D book because we have the Spirit. The only reason we can see outside of 3D is because we have the Spirit of Truth. And the Spirit of Truth is outside time. And then when you start to lead patron saints, Father, Pa, when you have the mind of the Father, you start to lead. You quit following because you're only following Jesus. And if somebody doesn't line up with the truth, you try to, what does the Bible say? You condescend to men of low estate. Now, at the same time, you have to be careful. Let him that think he stand take heed lest he fall, because it's all Christ in you. It's not your power. It's the power of Christ. So it keeps you humble down here. The purpose of the 3D experience is to keep you humble. Independent. The energy of the flesh is weakness, so it makes you dependent on God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, Christ in you. You're hid in Christ in God. That means you're outside of time. And if you're outside of time, the cycles of time can be used as a birthing mechanism or a birthing pathway to rise you up spiritually in your understanding. It's really simple. The red versus blue, he said, she said, that's just the barbershop to cut out, to form you, to develop you. The red versus blue drama every day is just a barbershop. What happens when the woman goes to the beauty salon? So they curl her hair and they beautify her hair, right? So she's got that hair, airs, joint airs, flowing out of her head, right? Who's the head? Jesus. And so when she's going to the beauty shop, they cut her hair, turn, curl. In mathematics, there's this thing called curl. They actually say in string theory that the 11th dimension is like curled up right in front of you. The 11th dimension's right in front of you, but it's curled up in such a small 10 to the minus 26 that you can't see it. So God is cutting you. He's turning you. He's bringing you back into union so that you flow in the spirit walk and not in the flesh walk, because the flesh walk is nothing but sin and death and ignorance and darkness and anger and bitterness and unforgiveness. It's nothing but death. And so God is moving you out of the death cult, the devil's death cult, into the life. And so if you start to step into life out of the death cult and you bring every thought into captivity, you step and you see past this simulation. That's what's happening, for real. I know it sounds crazy, but it's real. Oh, it's real. And so what you think upon, you can ink. What you meditate upon, you can edit. What you reflect upon, reflects. What you brood over, you birth. And any other word that goes back to thinking, just any other word, just Google it. Any other word, you look at any word that talks about your thoughts. Even the word thought. O-U-G is one-up guy. T-H is the ethereal plane. So the one-up guy is the one who thinks, who has thoughts under control. When you control your own thoughts, and the world and the people around you don't control your thoughts, and you control your own thoughts, you are one-up guy. You are one-up on people. And what you think plays out in the script. And you know it's true because Jesus, they were trying to catch Jesus, And Jesus withdrew himself. What's the word draw? Drew. Jesus with, which means together, drew himself. They couldn't catch him. They couldn't find him because it wasn't his time. It wasn't his time to go to the cross. And so no matter what the Wile E. Coyote goats are trying to trap you in, the Jezebels, the Delilahs, you just withdraw yourself. You write yourself out of their script. See, why do you think the witches use words to try to put a curse on you? Because words are the hologram. Jesus is the Word. You're hid in Christ and God. If Jesus is the Word and you're hid in Christ and God, then you're in the Word. And if you're in the Word, words are the whole pie. And so words are powerful. Life and death and the power of the tongue. So you're in the Word. And the words that you speak, the words that you think, have to manifest, be written in 3D. Because mind is spirit. Be renewed in the spirit of your mind. So mind is spirit. 3D is the Mother Earth birthing realm. The farmer's not God. He just knows how to plant watermelon seed and get watermelon back. You're not God. You just know how to think and apply the principles that God gave you by the Holy Spirit, Christ in you, and you can get a reflection back based on the words and thoughts inside this 3D book. And it's a book. Trust me. It's real, people. I spent enough time studying this. And they don't want you to hear this. They want you to say, he's crazy. They want you to believe, he's crazy. He's crazy. He's lost it. What happened to him? I still believe the Bible because I believe 3D. I think we're in a, not only is the Bible written on a 2D, not only is the Bible forever settled in heaven, it's actually three, you're actually playing it out every day of your life. It's repeating every day, every moment of every day. So not only do I believe the Bible as the ultimate truth, I know it's playing out even in 3D. So I'm not crazy. I just see the whole truth. They said Jesus was crazy. They said Tesla was crazy. They said Einstein was crazy. Everybody who sees past this thing, they call crazy. Everything I said, you can't refute it. It's impossible to refute. What is the, knowing this truth, what is the ultimate path down here? The ultimate path is to take up your cross, follow Jesus, deny yourself, find your calling, and step into it. If you don't like your job, go get a job you like. If you got to wait, that's fine. Sacrifice till you can get it. Go to school, whatever. Create a business. If you don't like your life, it's usually because of an internal issue. But when you change the internal, the external has to change. Because everything out here is a reflection of what's happening in here. This is the deal, people. I'm giving you the whole truth, the whole pie, and all I can do is throw it out there after 30 years of study, and whoever wants it, it's a free gift. I just gave you the whole truth, really, in a nutshell. You're being integrated back to source. Jesus is source, just like Eve is a piece cut off, being integrated back to Adam. So the Mother Earth realm, the material realm, is being integrated back to spirit. That's why the Bible says the earth will be renovated and there will be a new heaven and new earth, and the earth will be a spiritual earth instead of a natural earth. And so that's why there's birthing pains with the earth, the birthing pains of the earth. It's because the earth is being birthed to its spiritual ship, just like you're being birthed to your spiritual body. So everything is a ship, everything is a body, and it's being birthed to its next state. I'm not talking New Age or esoteric. I'm talking Bible, because the Bible says Jesus delivers the earth back up to God, and there's going to be a new heaven and new earth, and there won't be any sea. And the reason there won't be any sea, because the sea is the drama sine wave, the Draco-Mach system, and there won't be any sine wave. Everything will be steady state and upright and spiritual and joy and peace and no more crying, no more tears, just bliss and heaven, and it'll just be perfect. You might say, well, if everything's based on the cross, what about the negative at the cross where Jesus had to die? Yeah, that's what the sweet-smelling offering is. Their smoke will rise up forever as a sweet-smelling offering. So as you're in heaven enjoying the bliss of what Jesus did, and you entered in by, you appropriated it by faith, there's people and angels who chose to go to hell, fallen angels. God doesn't want the human to go to hell, but people choose to go there, and their smoke of their torment will rise forever. That hell was made for the devil and his angels. This is why God is patient. This is why the age of grace is so important, because the age of grace is to give out the good news to everybody, all people, black, white, brown, orange, yellow, whoever. All people can be saved, because all people came from Adam and Eve, and Jesus doesn't want to see anybody go to hell, but they choose to follow the devil and his lies and the death cult. And so you're going to have the negative burning forever as a sweet smelling offering, but you're going to have the positive, which is heaven, forever in total bliss, in total ecstasy with God. If God shows up on the scene in your life, if the Shekinah glory shows up on the scene, you will feel love from God like you've never seen. It will knock you down. God's love for the human is way above what we could even understand. And it's so powerful that it knocks you down. It changes your whole worldview. The love of God for mankind is beyond any human love you could ever experience. And when you face off with that, you have to change, because you say, how can God love the murderer? How can God love the evil person? How could God love Cain? Because God knows that the flesh is nothing but sin, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us, that we all went astray, that the heart's deceitfully wicked. So if it wasn't for Jesus, nobody would be saved. And so the patience of God is to that all men would come to the knowledge of truth. But we already know it's not going to happen. So if you've heard the truth, it's your choice. You can't make somebody else come to the truth. It's your choice. You and you alone. Because when you face God, it's you and God. Your spouse won't be there. Your parents won't be there. Your kids won't be there. You got to face Him face to face, eye to eye, thought to thought. He can actually look at your body language and know your life. It's encoded in your body. Everything about you is written in your 3D body. He just can look at your face, your eyes. He can read your mind, because you're from Him. That's why you're a person per the Son. God already knows your thoughts. He already knows where you're at on the path. He already knows your fears, your doubts, your worries, your sin, your victories, your... He already knows your heart. There's nothing hidden. There's nothing hidden. To hide from God is stupid. You can't. If you're a person per the Son, how can you hide from God? Because everything that you do is just a subfractal. It's a subset of what God has done. You're either following Jesus in type, or you're unsaved and you're following Jesus in anti-type. So Flash was doing good, but anti-Flash was the opposite of Flash. So the unsaved is the opposite. They're a virus in the program, and they know they're evil, and they don't know how to get out because of pride. They don't want to run to Jesus. That's what's happening. It is what it is, people. I just gave you the whole truth. But you have to start thinking You have to start listening to the Holy Spirit, that small, still voice. That's your teacher. He is your teacher, Christ in you. The Holy Spirit is your teacher. And His Word lines up with the Spirit in you. And you always use the Bible as your litmus test. No matter what you're thinking upon, no matter who you're listening to, the Bible is your litmus test. And you have to rightly divide it, and you have to look at the dispensations. You have to look at the context of the chapter. You have to look at the context that's being written. Because when you take verses out of context, you end up like a Pentecostal, and you just believe whatever. But the Pentecostals some of the stuff they say is good, just like the Baptists, just like the Methodists. Everybody has a piecemeal truth. And you look at the whole pie by looking at all the pieces, and you compare it with Scripture, and you say, oh, I know what we're in. We're just in a 3D book playing it out, just like they did in the men of old. The things that were written in past were for your admonition today. That's why it was written down. That's why the epistles were written down. That's why we have history, His story. And so His story has already been written, and so you're just replaying it out every day. It's a script, people. And you think that you can shortcut God and be smarter than God? Don't you think He will exalt you? John the Baptist, greatest man ever lived. He said, I must decrease that He may increase. Are you greater than John the Baptist? No. And what did John the Baptist say? I must decrease that He may increase. So, you think you can outsmart God? No. Take up your cross, follow Jesus in series, in sequence, ask Him for His help, and He knows your heart. It's really that simple.